Good morning, good morning, good morning, Baltimore. Kai here with another Hezekiah Moment, introducing Charmaine Ingram, our guest who will be here on January 8th, 2016. And yes, it is 2016. Happy New Year's to you guys. I did do a New Year's show just to bring in the New Year's, and you guys have been fantastic as you were listening to the show. And this week we are introducing Charmaine Ingram. But before we start, let's, as always, begin in thanking God. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again and praise you for another year, bringing us to this new year of 2016 and helping, teaching us to let go of the old. Anything that happened in 2015 is gone. We are now ready for 2016, the fourth day of this year, Lord. We thank you and praise you. We give you all honor and glory, Lord. Continue to bless the man in the mirror as we bring the guest on, as we talk with them, as we pray with them, as we learn from them, Lord. Bless this ministry in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Nichelle, Lord. Continue to bless her as a co-host. Bless me as a host, Lord. Just teach us to study thy word, to show ourselves approved, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Baltimore. We thank you, Lord, for just bringing us through last year. We thank you, Lord, that a new year is here, Lord. We pray that all the murders and everything that's been going on will slow down. We pray that, you know, a new generation, a new thing will happen in Baltimore, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just to be able to talk about Charmaine, a friend from Philadelphia, a young lady that I watched grow up, and a young lady who's been through the trenches, and she has come out as gold, polished as silver. We thank you. We praise you. We give you all honor and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And again, welcome, Baltimore, as we have a Hezekiah Moment introducing Charmaine Ingram. I am truly excited to have this young lady on the show this week because she's a young lady from my hometown of Philadelphia. I'm now in Baltimore, but Philadelphia. And also, I've watched this young lady grow up, and now back up. I left Philadelphia in 2000, it'd be January of 2000 or 2001, and I've been here for the past 15 years, actually this week, so this is a milestone. I've been through war, been through hell almost, but I'm still standing. And I just thank the Lord that I am still here. But again, Charmaine is from my hometown in Philadelphia. And as I said, I watch her grow up. She is now a phenomenal woman. She's been through the press and has come out to be a truly wonderful woman of God, doing things now that she never thought she would be doing. She's now back in North Philadelphia. It looks and feels, and I'm sorry, this is a blurb, so just give some information from what she and I talked about. So you'll have just a little bit of information to be ready to tune in on Friday night at 9. She's now back down from North Philadelphia again. It looks and feels different to her now. Peers had different rules than her house, and she still is in the mindset of wanting to help others and worrying whether or not she will be accepted due to her thinking differently, which put her in the spotlight of her peers, thinking it's okay to try her because she really didn't want any trouble. She became a target of her peers teasing her, call her out. She became angry at her mom. She's thinking to herself, why do we seem so different from others? Why do her peers think she's a sellout? And how many of us as growing up have been through that, when our peers are thinking just because we're different that we're sellouts, just because we don't do the things that they do, they think we are a sellout. And that is totally from what it is. It's just because we're different, and people don't like different, especially young people. They don't like different. If you're not like them, if you don't have the latest fads and clothes, if you are brought up different, if you are cultured, if you are cultured, and I'll say that again, if you were cultured, if you, you know, if your parents taught you differently, if God placed people in your life to make sure that you grow up to be different, but unfortunately, our young people don't understand that. They think that just because you're different, that there's a problem with that. And, you know, I'm not the only one went through that. Charmaine truly is the only one went through that. Our young people are going through that today. But what we want them to know and understand is that they are not alone. We cannot continue to let our young people who are going through think that they're alone going through these situations when they really don't understand why they're going through it. But again, only God can help them understand what they're going through. And again, she did all this because she really didn't want any trouble. She became, again, the target of her peers. They call her out. She became angry at her mom. She's thinking to herself, why do we seem so different from others? Why do her peers think she's a sellout? She is only a teenager. How could she be a sellout? Her mother tried to explain to her that everyone raises their children differently. And that is so true. You know, our parents try to explain that one key, that one significant misunderstanding. Everyone raises their children differently. And when other children see something that they don't understand or they don't like, what do they begin to do? They start to tease, they start to mock, and they may even start bullying. And that's going to be another subject that we will talk about in one of our shows. So we have to be extremely careful of how we are, you know, we have to listen to the things that our children are telling us. Because, again, Charmaine was going through. You know, she was young. She's a young teenager trying to grow up in the, you know, heart of North Philadelphia, and things were just going like a whirlwind in her life. But I'm going to take a break right now because this is actually going to be a shorter show, and I will tell you that information when we come back. But again, let's just think that as we're bringing Charmaine on, think about the things she's been through and the phenomenal woman that she is right now. She didn't know in her life at that one moment, through all the pressure, that greater is coming.
And olive has to go through three stages for it all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your on to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. Preparing me for greater.
are back live with the man and the mare. Now, just a little bit of greater is coming as we're having another Hezekiah moment introducing Charmaine. And we were just talking about, you know, she's been through, she was, you know, in North Philadelphia, out of North Philadelphia. We talked about how she got back in North Philadelphia and she was a teenager just going through, trying to figure out, as many of our teenagers do, what is going on in her life. And, you know, she was talking, we talked about her peers and how everybody thought she was different, which we all go through. And a statement that she said, of course, she was not trying to hear what her mother said. And in a statement her mother says, her mother tried to explain to her that everyone raises their children differently, which is a real statement. We all try to raise our children differently because everyone does not have the same goals, the same morals, the same godly upbringing. So her mother, and I watched her mother, raised her differently. Again, as teenagers don't want to hear that. Of course, she didn't want to hear that. All she knew that her life was a mess and no one liked her. She didn't have any friends. And why did she want, and I question God or the question Holy Spirit or the question that came, that kept coming to her. Why did she want to keep helping others when no one was helping her? And that is a question that many of us may have in our minds. Many of us are on that pinnacle of our life that we continue to win. And I've been there. Kai has been there. Even in my mess, God was pushing me, or the Spirit was pushing me to want to help others. And I'm like, I didn't want to help others. I'm trying to get out of my mess. But again, the question kept coming to her mind. Why does she want to keep helping others when no one wanted to help her? So guess what? In order for you to find out, you have to tune in on Friday night, January 8th at 2016 at 9 p.m. as we welcome Charmaine Ingram, a.k.a. Charmaine, to me because I watched her grow up, to the Man in the Mirror platform. You can call us in at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/ the man in the mirror. We, not just I, but we want you to call in to hear Charmaine's story and how TGMFF came to existence, or the great Mrs. Fortune Foundation, and I'm extremely proud of her. Because, you know, you don't know where we came from. That's why we have a mantra for the man and the mirror of real people, real stories, real overcomers. Because through everything that she went through, she became an overcomer. And knowing through God and the Holy Spirit that she was able to do that. So again, tune in Friday night, January 8th, 2016. Woohoo! Call in at 917-889-2271. And again, log in at www.blogtalkradio.com. The Man in the Mirror. As we bring Charmaine Ingram to our platform, and we can hear more about this phenomenal woman and her story. And we, if you would like to be on our platform, if you'd like to be interviewed, or if you have any questions or comments, please call in to our business line at 888-501-8650, extension 780. That is 888-501-8650, extension 780. And we will get back to you, you know, as soon as possible. Well, guys, you have been great. This has been another Hezekiah moment introducing Charmaine Ingram. And guys, as always, I will see you at the mirror.